fundamental questions about life. We begin our blog with this intriguing question which has been on the mind of humans since the very beginning, which is about the existence of life. What is life? Many cultures, branches of science, various forms of literature, religious books, epics, etc., have all tried to answer the question, what is life? In our opinion, it is still a mystery. We as human beings may have limitations to understand and accept various forms of life. In general, our inclination is towards accepting something which is proved. Probably this is the reason why we may not accept someone or something until we see and witness it. Without digressing too much from the original question, we believe that life is a phenomenon yet unexplained, as there are still many shades associated with it that are not completely understood or even realized. Why is there life? This question shakes me. After being on Earth for thousands of years, it is hard to imagine that we, as humans, still do not know why we exist. This is assuming that we have life. Present day, we do not possess enough wisdom and knowledge to answer this question satisfactorily. And one of the reasons for this could be ignorance of human species. This is a basic yet important question that was included only in philosophical discussions and surprisingly ignored from general day-to-day learning and science. Slowly the situation is changing. The answer to the existence of life lies deep within us. This answer cannot be found only by thorough investigation of galaxies and microscopic studies of cells. Life is the complex mix of physical body, probably the greatest chemical lab, thought, experience and emotions. It definitely has a purpose associated with it. Readers might be surprised to know the concept of biocentrism. It puts forth the idea that life creates the universe rather than universe creating life. If such is a capacity that the life has, then definitely we have not understood life. Based on what we know of this concept, even the Hindu culture talks about the universe in similar way. According to Rig Veda, the creation and its ending is repetitive cycle: creation, destruction, rebirth. Universe was always there, is there and will be there by means of this cyclical nature. Lord Brahma is born out of the Anda, egg, which is the origin of all life. This Anda comes out of the navel of Lord Vishnu. The first sound of Lord Brahma is Om, the origin of all creation. String theory and biocentrism sound similar to the Hindu hypothesis. Of course, one needs to verify all the details before accepting this thought. Why should we explore life? Life is such a complex phenomena that if it exists in any form, shape, and at any scale, there is definitely something extraordinary happening. We believe that every life has intelligence. Without the intelligence, it is difficult to survive, otherwise the maturity of intelligence may differ. Searching life at any unexplored place definitely opens a new door of knowledge and wisdom, or reopens the existing door to check the current knowledge and wisdom. This search is also about answering the questions about ourselves. With these speculations, from now on, we will continuously keep posting the thoughts, findings, news on these topics and several other significant fields of life.